Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Commissioner and Secretary NSDMA Luchale Villa says extreme monsoon weather occurrences caused widespread damages throughout Nagaland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says no country should weaponize critical minerals, technology and supply chains. Dimapur DDMA to submit comprehensive report to government to work out modalities for permanent solution to flash floods. And Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says success of Operation Sindoor boosted global demand for India's indigenous defence products. Now the news in detail. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, has said that extreme monsoon weather occurrences have begun causing widespread damages throughout the state. Commissioner and Secretary NSDMA, Luchale Villa, in a press release today informed that there are reports of damages to houses, roads, bridges, breast wall of roads, paddy fields and jhum cultivations. Flooding was reported from various colonies in Dimapur, such as SM Colony, Ragailong Colony, Namgalong Colony, Supermarket, Kesachu Colony, Ekoyan Village, Walford Colony and Model Colony, Purana Bazaar. Mr. Villa said relief camps for the displaced victims have been set up by DDMA Dimapur, and HG, CD and SDRF have also been actively involved in search and rescue duties. In Chumukedima district, flooding was reported from Tenipe village, Chekie village, Ward 10 near DC office, Virazuma village and Niprole colony. The district also reported flooding at Singrijan village, Kopanala village, Sovima village, 173rd CRPF camp beside airport, Tilikur village and Naga United village. Damages to infrastructure due to incessant rains have also been reported in Chumukedima district. Newland district reported flooding incident in Kuhuboto village, New Shouba, Nijevi, Lotovi, Suhoi, Nihoku, Hovishe, Ghokuto, Toshuho, Keoi, and Anato village. In Kohima, a retaining wall collapsed below civil secretariat, damaging two vehicles and blocking the road to several offices. Instances of flooding in town areas was also reported. NSDMA said the road connecting Mon to Longleng district have been completely cut off by landslide at Yongam village on 4th July. In Changka village under Wokha district, flash flood destroyed paddy fields. In Mokokchung district, landslide was reported from Changki village, damaging the main road and water pipeline. Landslide incident was also reported from Longkong village. In Twensang district, National Highway 202 was fully cut off at Chare town. Commissioner and Secretary NSDMA Luchale Villa said DDMA Twensang assisted in transporting stranded or sick passengers from Chare to Twensang. The road connecting Chare to Mokokchung district was also cut off by landslide at multiple occasions. Mr. Villa said Bailey Bridge between Chare to Mokokchung is also on the verge of collapse due to the strong current of river. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that no country should weaponize critical minerals, technology and supply chains to further its selfish gain. In an outreach session during the BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro, he said, in addition to greater cooperation in critical minerals and technology, there is a need to focus on securing and making their supply chains resilient. He said that the progress and well-being of people largely depend on technology, especially artificial intelligence in the 21st century. The Prime Minister added that on one hand, AI can greatly improve everyday life, while on the other hand, it also raises concerns about risks, ethics and bias. Mr. Modi highlighted that India sees AI as a medium to enhance human values and potential.
भारत के बिना एआई अधूरा है। एआई डेवलपमेंट एक कोलैबोरेशन है, यहाँ हर कोई एक दूसरे को अपने एक्सपीरियंस और लर्निंग से सपोर्ट कर सकता है, और इंडिया सिर्फ इसका मॉडल नहीं बना रहा बल्कि स्पेसिफिक यूज केसेस के हिसाब से एआई बेस्ड एप्लीकेशंस को भी डेवलप कर रहा है.
District Disaster Management Authority, DDMA, has decided to submit a comprehensive report to the state government to work out modalities for permanent solution on the flash floods. To extend immediate assistance, three relief camps have been set up at BSNL quarters in Walford area, SM Colony and Namgalong Colony. Altogether, 844 individuals, including children, old age, sick, special child, infant, were safely rescued and relocated to designated relief camps. The district administration is coordinating with the DDMA and the State Disaster Response Force is continuously monitoring the situation. SDRF team used one rescue boat and 25 personnel, including trained divers, to evacuate residents trapped in flooded houses and low-lying streets. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said the capability of India's domestic equipment demonstrated during the recent Operation Sindoor has increased the global demand for its indigenous defense products. Speaking at the Controllers Conference in New Delhi today, the Defense Minister highlighted that India's defense industries have immense possibilities. He said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has almost achieved self-reliance in the defense sector. He said, most of the defense equipment, which was imported previously from foreign countries, is now being manufactured in the country itself. The defense minister stressed upon defense economics in today's era, where rearmament and related investments are rapidly increasing.
Our defense expenditure should be like this, where not only our budget increases, but the budget ka right deployment at the right time, for the right objective bhi utna hi zaruri ho. Aaj hamare defense sector ki aur puri duniya ki nigahein hain. Operation Sindoor ke dauran jo humne shaurya dikhaya hai hamare sena ke jawanon ne, uske baad hamare indigenous products ki global demand aur badh rahi hai.
Nagaland Governor Laganesan has extended warm greetings to the Sumi community and all citizens of the state on the joyous occasion of Tuluni Festival. He said, Tuluni marks a season of abundance and thanksgiving is a time to celebrate hard work, unity and prosperity. He also described the premier festival of the Sumi tribe as a moment to strengthen bonds of kinship and reaffirm shared values of peace and goodwill. The governor wished that the festival may bring joy, harmony and renewed strength to everyone. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipu Rio has extended his heartfelt greetings to Sumi brothers and sisters on the joyous occasion of Tuluni. Dr. Rio, in a social media post, hoped that the festival usher in prosperity, strengthen unity and bring blessings of a bountiful harvest. Advisor Mahathir Yantan convened a productive interface meeting at the ICAR Regional Centre, Jhanapani, engaging with ICAR scientists, KVK heads, agricultural faculty and agriculture department officials. The session focused on strengthening Nagaland's agriculture and allied sectors through knowledge exchange, institutional collaboration and identifying key research gaps and priorities. The meeting served as a platform for fostering mutual learning and charting a more integrated path for agricultural development in the region. And Deputy Commissioner Tuensang Litrongla Tongpi Ritsa has notified restriction of movement for heavy and medium vehicles on NH202 in and around Chare Town. The DC said that the restriction was imposed due to mudslide and road subsidence at several locations along the highway. The restriction order comes into immediate effect and will continue till clearance and restoration work is complete. Travellers have been advised to take the alternative routes Trongar, Alisopur, Longmisa, Mokokchung or Yangli, New Sangsumong, Yehemi, Suruhoto or Tuensang Village, Longleng, Changtongya. To end the news, the headlines again. Commissioner and Secretary NSDMA Luchale Villa says extreme monsoon weather occurrences caused widespread damages throughout Nagaland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says no country should weaponize critical minerals, technology and supply chains. Dimapur DDMA to submit comprehensive report to government to work out modalities for permanent solution to flash floods. And Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says success of Operation Sindoor boosted global demand for India's indigenous defence products. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.